WorldCom, the telecommunications giant that was at the center of one of the worst accounting frauds in history, is attempting to put its past behind it. The company announced today that it will change its name and move its corporate headquarters. It also says it hopes to emerge from bankruptcy by September, and it unveiled a reorganization plan that is making some of its competitors very unhappy. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
WorldCom said it will begin calling itself MCI, the name of the long-distance company it merged with in 1998, and it will no longer be headquartered in Mississippi, but will relocate to the Washington, D.C. area, where MCI was based. It's all part of a surprisingly rapid resurrection for the company, which fell into bankruptcy last July after acknowledging that it had overstated revenue by as much as $11 billion. The company also said that its most important creditors have agreed to a bankruptcy reorganization plan that will place much of the control of the company in the hands of its major bondholders. Other creditors and shareholders will fare nowhere near as well, says Professor Lynn Lopucki of the UCLA Law School.
Basically, what's happening here is that the public investors are, for the most part, getting little or nothing. The banks and the institutions are going to come out pretty well.
The plan will also allow WorldCom to wipe away all but about $5 billion of its $41 billion in debt. As a result, says Maribel Daniloff, principal analyst at Forrester Research, the company will be able to relaunch itself in relatively strong shape with some important advantages over other telecommunications companies.
What this does is it allows them to emerge with a minimal amount of debt compared to a large percentage of the competition. So they will be in an enviable debt position. It also, unlike many other bankruptcies that have happened in the past, they are going to emerge with their assets intact.
Daniloff notes that WorldCom has been able to hold on to its long-distance and internet infrastructure businesses. Competitors such as AT&T and Verizon have complained that by wiping away the company's debt, the plan essentially rewards WorldCom for going into bankruptcy. But in a conference call with journalists this morning, the company's new chairman, Michael Capellas, took issue with that.
If your question is, are we going to come out with a better cost structure of bankruptcy than we went into? Absolutely, that's what bankruptcy's for. Now, the company's been through a lot. The reality is that you had a great company that suffered at the hands of few, and now we need to get ourselves back on track.
Forrester's Maribel Daniloff also notes that the future for the former WorldCom is not completely rosy. She says the company is strong in certain business services, but its long-distance business is highly competitive, with new players like the Baby Bells trying to take its market share.
So even though they have a good debt structure, there's still going to be an incredible struggle to maintain the consumer market and gain share in the consumer market.
And Daniloff says that for a big telecommunications company like WorldCom, consumer long distance is still a big source of revenue. In fact, WorldCom has seen its sales plummet since it filed for bankruptcy last July, as rivals have tried to steal customers. WorldCom officials say they think they can arrest the slide, but with the economy weak and the telecommunications industry in so much trouble, doing so is likely to be a big challenge. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.